Hey everybody, welcome to Smashing Game Time. We are two brothers and one special guest going through gaming's back catalog of yesteryear. I'm your host, Nick. As always, I'm joined by my brother, Josh.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Josh. Good to see you after a week off.
Yes, it's been a while.
You're a sight for sore eyes. And our special guest today, I told him I was going to get his name right, that I was going to pronounce it right on the first time. I'm buying time until I remember how to pronounce it. He's from the Casual Hour Gaming Podcast. It is Johnny Almazich.
Close.
Amazich. It's Johnny Amazich.
Close enough.
We'll edit that first one out and we'll make me look really cool.
Johnny, you want to do that in post? That's on you, buddy.
I was actually thinking more like when it gets to his last name, Nick, and it's the robot voice that comes in.
Mr. Black.
Johnny is over on the Casual Hour, as I mentioned before. He's also a pitching machine over on Hard Drive, pitching some of those funny headlines. He also has been doing a lot of interviews for the non-satirical website for Hard Drive, Minus World. Johnny.
Yeah.
And we actually got coffee. I'm not trying to dox it, but we got coffee recently.
Yeah. Just a couple Midwest boys enjoying a cup of coffee in the old St. Louis.
Riding on that midnight railway going anywhere.
Yeah.
That's a St. Louis deep cut for anyone that's been on the loop. There is no, the railway doesn't run. It doesn't run.
What a just fantastic waste of money.
I've started frequenting a comic book store on the loop, and it's just the biggest fucking, like, what the fuck? First of all, it's only on, like, one stretch of road. It doesn't go anywhere else. So, really, you're getting on it from, like, a bowling alley on one side and riding it to the coffee shop on the other. What the fuck were they thinking? So much money.
It was a vanity project. I can't remember the guy's name. It's the guy that owns Blueberry Hill and a bunch of other buildings down there. This is only going to be relevant to people that live in the St. Louis area. I don't know why I'm talking about it, but it was just a colossal waste of money, and it fucked up the road like permanently. Like there's tracks that you have to drive over now, and the trolley was shut down for a good long while, and I think it only runs on the weekends or something now, and no one is ever on it, and it's just a big fucking waste of time and money.
I was in Chicago when all this was going down, and I just remember watching it vicariously, like, how did they fuck this up now? What's going on? And it's fucking hilarious. And you know what? Our St. Louis listeners will appreciate it. Our listeners from China won't. We apparently chart in China. Who knew? Who knew? I got an email that said that we chart in China. I've been getting that email from a website that tracks, like, when you chart in an area. It's like, oh, hey, you guys are doing okay in China. And I never look at the numbers because I'm like, that has to be like a bot thing or something. But hey, welcome China listeners. Hello. I don't know any Mandarin, so I can't speak it, but hello. Maybe someone will translate this. Before we get into the game, so we're going to do the usual game talk, the news talk, and then at the end of the show, we are going to do a top 10 list for the most hated gaming characters. That one's a little inspired by the list that came out from the UK of the 20 most recognizable game characters. I want to do a nice little spin on that. A few show things ahead of all that, though. We are wherever you get your podcasts. Find us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube proper, where you can see these beautiful faces. These beautiful, beautiful faces. Fuck the algorithm, tell a friend. That's right. We don't give a shit about the algorithm. Speaking of the algorithm canceled. Netflix had a sequel to, I think it was a Knight's Tale that they wanted to do, but the algorithm said it wasn't going to be something that charted or did well for them.
Well, what would it even be?
I don't know, because one of the Heath Ledger knights
would not be available. Yeah, he passed away some years ago.
It's my understanding that AI can bring Heath Ledger back through AI movie magic.
Okay.
That's a tight rope you're walking there.
I say all that to say, fuck the algorithm, tell a friend. That's right. The algorithm don't run this shit. You do. And I think that's all our show stuff at the top. Guys, before we get into the games, I got towed over the weekend, and I'm still pretty upset about it.
Why did you get towed?
So we parked somewhere we weren't supposed to park. We parked.
Okay.
There's a nice new park that we go to, we take our kids to go play. And there was no street parking, so we're like, fuck it. We're going to park in this apartment complex. We'll be here for 20 minutes. We'll get in. We'll get out. And while we were there, I had a coworker reach out and say, hey, like, I have these Cardinal tickets. We're not going to be using them. Do you guys want them? The game's in an hour. And I'm like, yeah, let's take these kids to the game. Let's go. And so we start heading to the game. We head back to the car. Car is gone. Car is completely gone. And
someone was watching that lot like a hawk, man.
Some bored old man was sitting at his fucking window like, I don't recognize that vehicle. Called it in. We get towed. We call the tow company. Tow company says they don't have it, which means they just fucking got it. So we call them back 10 minutes later. Tow truck comes through. I'm like, hey, did you get our car? He's like, yeah. And he's just being the shittiest, like, shit-eating motherfucker. He's got this grin on his face. And we find out it's going to be $450 cash. Cash what? Only to get the car back. And we look up where the lot's at. The lot is like a two-hour walk from where we're at. So we have to wait for my in-laws to get us because we have the kids. We don't have any car seats. All the snacks are in the car. Like, yes, was I at fault for parking this spot? 110%. But $450 to get my car back from another part. Like, my property being stolen from me and then being given back to me for $450 over a spot that no one was in.
That is obscene.
And it turns out just they had towed like five other cars in between towing ours. And so I made it my mission in the hour I was in that lot to tell anyone, like, hey, do not park here. They're going to tow you, and it's $450. I must have cost them like a couple grand because I must have told like 10 different cars to get the fuck out of the lot. I was a man on a mission. I was, to bring it back to something that I'm going to talk about later, I was the outlaw. I was the ghoul of the parking lot. I was holding it down. I wasn't going to let them get any more money. But the fact that it was $450 cash to get it back, there was a big old scratch on the driver's side, and these guys were just the smelliest, dumbest, fucking less human than human motherfuckers I've ever met.
Sounds great. Sounds like
a lovely weekend.
Nice group of fellas.
But you know what? I didn't let us get us down. You know what we did right after? There's a lovely pretzel place that people love in the St. Louis area. Johnny, have you been to Gus's?
Mm-hmm.
You know Gus's. Yeah, St. Louis staple. We went and got Gus's pretzels. I got a cinnamon pretzel with a little cup of icing. And I ate that shit in the parking lot. I had some Fitz cream soda to go with it. And, you know,
Just ate your feelings.
I ate my feelings. That $450 didn't feel as bad as I was guzzling down a pretzel and some soda pop.
That's still absurd, though. $450.
Dude. Yeah, that feels like it should be illegal to charge that amount of money.
Fucking the rich. Let's go after all these towing companies.
Yeah, these rich tow truck drivers.
Yeah. based on their smell, I don't think you want to eat them.
We'll cook them first.
We'll cook the smell out of them, yeah. Yeah, that smelly chicken will smell better after I cook it. Yeah, Josh, that's how that works.
With some celery and some carrot? Yeah, it'll smell great.
All I'm saying is, hey, folks, just park in the street. Read your tow signs. And then, be really mad after the fact, but then go eat your feelings, and you'll feel better. Otherwise, didn't
have a nice pretzel.
Didn't completely ruin my weekend. I had some other highlights, but I won't waste any more time. Let's skip it over to Josh. Josh has a bunch of, oh my God, Star Citizen. Josh, what are you doing? What's been going on?
Well, I've been playing a lot of games with Matt lately. that's what's been going on here.
Matt, our other brother, who's, I think, made one or two appearances on the podcast.
Two, I think, now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The third Kaufman.
Technically, he is the fourth Kaufman.
The fourth Kaufman. Okay. Sorry.
I digress. So I'll go down the list pretty quickly because there's not too much here to go over. So I've been doing CSGO 2 just because that's what the little brothers and their friends are all kind of like off playing. So I was trying to get ranked high enough to be able to play with them. They're currently, I think they have like a score of like, because they don't do like the colors now. They don't do like silver 3 or gold 4 or where the hell the other ones were after that. It's like Gunnery, Sergeant, Master, whatever. I don't know. I'm nowhere near them. Only like 5,000 for ranked. So I have like a long way to go to catch up to them. I digress. Ratchet & Clank Collection. I beat Going Commando. Now I'm going back and knocking out the trophies for it. I think I'm at like 70%.
Are you playing the new game plus? Because I remember Going Commando having a pretty
expensive I pretty much have to do the bolts alone. Like, you have to get like 10 million.
bolts. That's a lot of bolts.
That's a lot. That's a lot of us hitting things with your wrench.
Yeah. Well, they had the multiplier where if you kill so many things and collect so much without getting hit, then the multiplier goes up. And I think the highest is 20.
Didn't the wrench have an upgrade in Going Commando?
Two upgrades, actually.
What do those do? Do those just attract the strong bolts to you more likely? Or
no, just do more damage for melee attacks because they have a lot of skill points based. Like the slasher, you have to kill him in the arena with just the wrench. Stuff like that.
So yeah, I have only played the one that came out on PS5. That's the only Ratchet & Clank game I've ever played.
Was that Into the Nexus? Is that what it's called? That's
Rift Apart, isn't it? Rift Apart's PS5.
Yeah.
Or Rift Apart. I'm thinking of the last one from PS3.
It was just a series that somehow we were like ships in the night. We just passed by each other.
I think it's definitely a staple of the PS2, PS3 era. I think with PS4, they tried to make it their flagship for platformers. And then I think that's what they're kind of doing with the PS5. So I think from now on, we're only going to see one per console going forward.
I will go in the Nintendo route.
Yes.
I was always more of a Sly Cooper girl myself. I didn't like the Jax.
Never played Sly Cooper either.
See, I didn't Jax like the is my Jax favorite.
And the Ratchets. They were okay, but I really preferred like how well Sly Cooper like when he clung to a thing like a top of a flagpole. It just felt so good. Like the platform.
And that's honestly a series I'm surprised they don't come back to. Like same with Jack. I mean, obviously with Jack and Dexter, they finished that series, but I'm surprised they haven't come back to do like a remake of the trilogy.
Josh Sony only does third person action now.
Yeah,
there's no time.
We need the gritty reboot.
These consoles, they don't need their cute little mascot. Unless you're Nintendo, they don't need their cute little mascots anymore because all the gamers are the mascots now. Josh, get it right. Come on, we don't. Jack and Dexter, who? It's all about kill the QB now.
I prefer Jack and Dexter. Kill the QB sucks. Anyway, moving on. Me and Matt are cooperatively going through Resident Evil 5. We are on the last chapter. I think it's chapter 6, so we're on 6-2 right now.
It's pretty fucked up you guys are playing this game in 2024. You're playing it in this current climate, Josh? That's fucked up.
I mean, we're going to torture ourselves and go through 6, so...
Okay, you know what? You've rectified your sins. You're okay.
And even then, we haven't... Is it bad every time? It's Dave Chappelle, the skit where he talks about the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, where they take the four, they t- he took the hanger, he took the hanger and put it on the stove and went.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good lost tape sketch from Dave Chappelle. Yeah,
that is every time I go to knife one of the enemies, that's the scene just replays in my head over and over again. I just keep laughing.
Son of a bitch. So when you guys play 6, are you going to do every scenario?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking idiots.
That's not even the worst part.
Why are you doing that to yourself, man?
He's going for the achievements, I bet.
Yeah. That's not even the worst part, Nick. Guess what achievements Resident Evil 5 has?
Multiplayer achievements.
And guess what they are?
Isn't it like the Gears of War? They came out right around time Gears of War was doing all like the kill this many with this weapon, kill this many total over playtime.
Pretty much that, except for not the killing as many. It's play each game mode 20 times and win 20 times.
That's fucking gross. Don't, Josh. Josh,
Nick,
nobody,
I have to.
Nobody's going to look at your Steam resume and be like, that guy.
I'm going to look at my Steam resume.
Josh.
I have to.
Johnny, talk some sense into him.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm just back into my completing achievements mode. Back in the day when I was like heavily into Xbox, before I finished, I had like 150,000 gamer score.
That's insane. Josh. I'm grateful that I never really felt pressured to inflate my gamer score, and Steam achievements, I could not care less about. Like when ticks off, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I was like, I've got all these games in all my libraries that I've said I'm gonna play, and there's some that I bought release day and never touched.
Yeah.
So it originally started as
that's just called living
these games. Yeah. So like, yeah, I'm gonna play these games. I need to play them. And it turned into, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this right. We're going to hunt down every single achievement.
Every once in a while, if I'm playing a game on Steam and I like just so happen to look at the list, I'd be like, oh, I'm like one away. All right, well, we'll finish it. I like the little blue ribbon. It's cool to have. I don't need it, but I'll get it. But otherwise, like Fort Solace was a game I played last year where I was one away. And I was like, I'm not suffering through that bullshit again for this last achievement. Get the fuck off of my hard drive. Get the fuck out of here. I used to have the same sickness, Josh. I remember, I think the last game I really, really got into was the first Titanfall back on Xbox One. And I was like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get all these achievements. And the last one was that really hard one where you had to kill all six extracting pilots before they extracted.
Which I think is still one of the hardest achievements to date.
I got it, and then I didn't feel a sense of completion, even though I got it. So I was like, oh, all right, just, then. We're moving on.
Just nothingness.
Yes.
Like life.
So that is my torture story of the month.
That's not even the worst thing you have listed on here, Josh.
No, I know it's not. It gets a little better, but then it gets a little worse. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I started playing it again tomorrow, trying to pick it back up. I'm starting to see more and more people spoiling shit, so I'm like, I need to hurry up and beat it so I'm not spoiling anything for myself. To those familiar with the original Final Fantasy VII, I just got to the abandoned reactor where you find Titan. I just did that area.
I think I'm aware. I think I know that one.
Yeah.
It's right before Cosmo Canyon and right after the Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
That's what I call it.
Man, I fell off of Rebirth real hard.
It does seem
once I got to Junon.
It does seem like a lot of people are like turning on it the further away we get from it.
I wouldn't say I'm turning on it. It's just
there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Like I would say if you didn't focus on like this, like me, I'm a completionist. I'm gonna go through, I do every single side mission, every single tower, every single excavation. I do all. If you were to ignore all that and just follow the plot, I think it'd be a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, Final Fantasy VII is one of my favorite games ever, and I loved Remake, but something about this one just wasn't clicking with me.
Part of me is thinking, I think it's because there's so much. I mean, I don't know exactly where it ends, like, 'cause I've been trying to avoid the spoilers, but based on how far I am right now, and like, chapter-wise, and how they did it with Remake, part of me thinks that it's going to end abruptly. Because we've had so much in this middle section. There's so much thrown at us. And then on top of that, they've thrown so much extra shit that has actually been very beneficial. The fight with, what's his name? The fat guy. The director of...
He gets out of his machine and he spanks his booty. I've seen
the GIF. That guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Don. He's back, right? Don Corneo.
Oh, yeah, and Don Corneo comes back too, yeah. But he was technically, you did run into him twice in the original.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I think the second time you run into him is an optional thing. I don't think it's like it's part of the plot. I think is you can do it as an optional
thing. Oh, okay.
There's just a ton there, and there's still a lot to go. And there's actually a couple characters we ran into where I'm like, I don't recognize this person from any of the projects. I'm curious, but I digress either way. There's just a lot. There's a lot. I enjoy it, but there is a ton to do. I think once I finally 100% through all of it, I think I'll go through and do the game mode. What's it? Basically where it turns everything to an active time battle where it's turn-based. Mm-hmm. I think I might go back and give that a try, but I'll just focus on the story.
I don't think you're going to do any of that. I think what's going to happen is Stellar Blade's going to come out later this week, and you're never going to finish Final Fantasy VII.
God damn it, why'd you have to remind me?
We are, at the time of recording, we are T-minus 4 days from Stellar Blade release. I'm taking this moment to officially mark myself as safe from Stellar Blade. Everybody, hold your loved ones. We're going to get through this.
Pre-ordering it tonight.
I might come over and watch you play it.
yeah, it's fine. I'll put it on the big screen for you.
Star Citizen? You're playing Star Citizen?
Matt and his friend Complex have been playing it, and I've been wanting to get into it just to try it. So, yeah, I picked it up and tried it. I'm actually enjoying it.
Is it... Okay, so a couple of my friends bought it a little over a year ago, and it sounds like it's not, like it's feels like an alpha piece of software.
Oh, it definitely is an alpha piece of software. There's no doubt about that.
Which, considering the amount of time it's been in development and how much money they've raised.
Same can be said, though, with Escape from Tarkov. Same can be said with basically just about every other game that comes out where they're like, okay, well, now we're finally going 1.0. We're going to release it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I understand doing an alpha. I understand doing a beta test. But when you start, whenever I start getting upset, it's like, well, what did you expect? This was going to happen. We're now based on, okay, rather than giving us a release product, they're going to make the corrections as we play it for them. It's free game testers.
Yeah, when two Hades games have gone into early access in the time that it's taken you to not even get to 1.0, I start to get a little suspicious.
Well, I mean, how was it? 7 Days to Die, I think, finally is going 1.0.
I think Star Citizen has just made more money
than without a doubt
any of those other products. Mm-hmm.
But my whole thing is, so not so much with them, because I'm not sure if they're working on another project that they're solely focused on this, but like Battlestate Games. Not only are they still working on Escape from Tarkov, but they released Arena. And it's like, why? And on top of that, they're going to now release another version ahead of their most premium version of the game.
The only people we have to blame are the people that played for Tarkov.
I bought Tarkov. It wasn't for me.
I bought it when it first came out.
See, I knew it wasn't any. I was like, guys, this game, it's not it. And nobody wanted to listen to me.
It's a game for sickos, I think. Yes. Like, it's a buddy of mine got way, way into it last year, and he had to cut himself off because it was becoming a problem.
I've had a few friends that, like, every winter they'll try to talk me into starting it up with them. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, you go out on raid, you collect weapons, and then there's a reset, and then you do it all over again. And every time I'm just like, but why?
It's rust, but realistic.
Again, the question but remains,
why?
But why?
It's good. I don't know.
I will forgive you for your Star Citizen sins. What's Skur Ritual?
Skur Ritual. For those who aren't on social media, basically it's an indie game of Call of Duty Zombies, but better. I've enjoyed it so far. I did one game, but I enjoyed it so much more on this than I did in the past three zombie game modes from Call of Duty.
First question, is it first person shooter?
Yes.
Is it World War II based?
No, not necessarily.
Looks kind of fantasy or steampunk.
Yeah, it's probably dig more towards fantasy. That's probably a better. I mean, I would almost say, Nick, like, to put it best, like maybe like a steampunk World War II-ish kind of thing, maybe.
Yeah, there's some guns that have pipes and other there's various swords, things running on them. There's also magic swords.
Are there mechs?
No, at least I haven't seen. I'm going through the photos on the shop right now, just pulled some of the things, but I would say it's kind of like a steampunk World War II.
Okay. Well, this is something you picked up for review, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll be able to talk about it more, but I just started getting into it yesterday, but ran out of time. On top of many other things that have come my way. But no, it looked, so far in the one game I've played, I've enjoyed it far more. It's just far more interesting. It seems like it's gotten a lot more love, a lot more dedication to it. Not saying that Activision or Treyarch can't do it. It's just that they are focusing on 3 to 4 different aspects of the game rather than just focusing on that one game.
Did you say this was, I don't remember if you said, but did you say this was multiplayer? Or were you playing
solo? You can do, I did solo. I do have a spare code. So there's that. It's just, Nick, we'll play it and you'll see what I mean. It's really good.
I do need a new addiction because I've been trying Fallout 76 and I haven't clicked.
I haven't either.
Not that it's bad. I'm just like trying to click with it. And I need like more than an hour.
Matt and his friend started playing it and I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's great. I can't. I finally got out of the vault. I gathered some stuff and I'm just like, I can't do this. It's not the same.
Once I get unbusy, because this is my busy season right now, I feel like I'll have more time for it. But Josh, thank you for sharing all of that. You've been a busy, busy boy. Johnny, what have you been up to?
Dragon's Dogma 2 is a game I've been putting the most amount of time into lately. I have no idea where I'm at in relation to the story. I just know that I have played a hell of a lot of that game, and it is broken in some really beautiful ways. The emergent gameplay, like the moment to moment stuff that's happening, is just incredible. Like you the headcanon that you build for yourself and your character and your party as you're traipsing around this big open map is the best part of the game, because the actual narrative, if it can so be called, is kind of weak. But that's not why I'm there. I'm there to fuck up ogres and cyclops and throw four spells from my two-sided spear. I just unlocked the Mystic Spear Hand class, which is pretty cool. And I made my pawn look like my buddy Bobby, and I gave him the simple voice. But he's a magic caster, but he talks like this. He's like, "My lord, I think we're going too fast, my lord." He always complains if I sprint for more than 5 seconds.
So you mentioned the headcanon being a big thing. Mm-hmm. One thing I keep hearing about anytime I hear someone talking about this game is like, there's a moment early on where if you don't take care of like this enemy that you're supposed to take out, he follows you into town and like kind of fucks shit up. Are there like, is the game made up of a bunch of moments like that where like, if you don't act in one way, like there's this thing over here that you never would have thought was going to happen?
Yeah. Or, you might. One of the quests you have is you save a town from some monsters, and it's like, you should come back in a few days to see how they're doing. And when I went back to that town, it was being attacked by a pustule covered dragon. It was like clearly diseased. And so I had to kill this dragon. And then the last thing is like, yeah, come back again in a few days, see how they're doing. So I don't know what's going to happen after that. I think that the coolest thing that has happened to me in that game is I was just wandering around. And I came to this area called an ancient battlefield, is what it was called on the map. And there was a dragon and a cyclops fighting each other on this battlefield. And I don't think it was scripted. I think that the dragon just happened to land there and the cyclops saw it and it was just pummeling it. And I found a ballista when I was climbing up on this castle that was overlooking this battlefield. And I shot the dragon with the ballista after it had killed the cyclops, and it just looks up at me, and it's like 500 yards away, if not farther than that. It just looks at me, and all this lightning starts coming down from the sky, and then it just fucking blasts my ass off the top of that tower and killed me in one shot. I was like, okay, well, that was pretty fucking cool.
That's amazing.
And then I found a sphinx in that same area, like just by total happenstance. Like it was a path that was kind of out of the way. You had to, you know, be nosing around, paying attention to all the places you could go. And I just happened upon the Sphinx that plays a larger role later on, I think.
It's as someone who hasn't played either Dragon's Dogma, it's giving me Red Dead Redemption 1 and 2 vibes, where like you're out in the West and you feel like just about anything can happen.
Does
this feel more random, or does it?
Yeah, because I mean, you'll be just walking around and suddenly a griffin lands out of the sky and you're like, oh fuck, I gotta deal with this now. And like, I'm never bored when I'm playing that game, despite the fast travel system being pretty limited.
You can pay for it.
You can, but it's more interesting just to walk around and, right, and experience what the world has to offer. It's more like, it's like Monster Hunter and Dark Souls is how I would say, like, that's how it feels to me. I mean, it is Capcom, so it's got big, big Monster Hunter energy, which I'm way into. I love Monster Hunter. And yeah, aside from that, I'm still playing a lot of Helldivers 2, which between the two of those games, it's hard to say which one I like more. I like either of those, I could probably say is my game of the year at this point. Are you guys playing Helldivers at all?
Not as much as we were, but we were spreading democracy for a little bit there.
Yeah, it's it's my favorite shooter since Titanfall 2. It's the most fun I've had with a shooter since Titanfall 2. And I'm completely obsessed with it. The way that the devs have handled like messaging to the community, like denying, lying, or like straight up accusing people, like, oh, you, that sounds like bug sympathizer talk.
Yes.
You know, just gaslighting their fans and not like having any sort of roadmap. Stuff just happens. It's incredible. It's one of the coolest things I've seen happen, like with a new game that I takes mean, off in this way.
It feels like it's the most interactive a developer can possibly be.
Yeah.
Compared to even like, you know, if you look at it, like, you know, in comparison to like other AAA companies, like look at Ubisoft.
Mm-hmm.
They are shitting the bed so hard right now.
Left yeah. and right. Yeah. Like this, I feel like how when Fortnite, well, I guess when PUBG came out, that's when the big surge in battle royale shooters came out. But I feel like this type of community management is going to be, I don't know if the norm necessarily, but it's definitely going to be mimicked by a lot of other companies.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember in like the mid 2010s when the Wendy's Twitter account just became like this big old troll for everything?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And then every company was like, we need that kind of social media. And everyone did that for a little bit. I kind of feel like everyone's going to do that. And it's going
we
to
need a snarky intern stat.
It's going to be implemented poorly. Like Ubisoft, for example, is going to say, like,
yeah.
Well, Skull and Bones is long gone, but like if Skull and Bones were coming out in like a year, they'd be like, oh, scurvy pirate star. They're just going to say something fucked up. We're going to be like, okay, we're not doing this anymore.
No.
This isn't cool anymore. But I will say Helldivers 2, the shooting feels really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's I can't say enough good things about it.
I can't join solo now. I just every time I get into a random group, they either belittle me for my choices because I'm not very far, or they kick me.
That's so dumb. You got to take a page from the developer and be like, you sound like a bug sympathizer, pal. You just gotta start throwing that shit in their face.
I just go solo and spread democracy by myself.
Just play the game. Sexy. Like, you know,
who cares? Like, I don't care.
Do we need to min-max every aspect of our life? Like, Jesus Christ.
Call of Duty? I don't care about is the meta right now. This or Fortnite. There's no such thing as a meta in a PvE game. There's no such thing.
Yeah, I don't understand why you need to be the best fascist.
Yeah.
Just
it doesn't have politics.
Let me spread democracy the way I know how. The way I want to.
Just be an okay fascist. You don't have to be the perfect fascist.
No, don't get me wrong. Yeah. If we're doing a very hard difficulty and I'm fucking around not helping with the mission, yeah.
Boot yeah. Ass.
That's my Do job. That. That's my job to make the harder difficulty even harder on my teammates.
But that's just it. Unless I'm doing that, shut up and spread democracy equally.
Spread them.
Yeah. And I got back into Tekken 8 a couple days ago after not playing for a little while. And I think I'm going to be a Kuma main. All right. I'm going to continue being a Kuma main. I was playing against my friend Zoe, who has just become absolutely savage because she just has kept playing. And I was able to squeak a couple wins in with the bear, which... and just irritates the shit out of her because you lost to the bear. So
now, have you gotten into the character customization at all?
Oh yeah. Kuma's got a little pair of pink sunglasses. He's got a little hat. He's got a honeycomb on his back.
Oh,
I made, Alyssa look like, 2B from Nier. Nice. Cause she's the other character that I use the most. Actually, it looks pretty solid. I'm pretty proud of how nice my Alyssa works or looks. But yeah, that's been about it for me. It's I've been scaling back on games. I've been doing more reading recently.
I need to do that. Josh made a joke a few weeks ago. I said I was going to read the Doom book that was that Carmack Doom? Or whoever put out. It's behind me, but Josh is like,
"Oh, Doom, know, Doom,
yeah, the Doom book,
Doom guy,
the Doom guy." Yeah, there it is,
by John Romero.
John Romero. I get Carmack and Romero mixed up all the time, but Josh is like, "You're not going to get very far. We're going to get an update that you've only read like 10 pages." And I'm here to say I've only read the first three chapters, so I do need to go back and finish that.
Thank you for proving my point.
but I have been reading, you son of a bitch. Jumping over to me. So I did finish Rogue Sun, which is a comic series I just picked up. Part of the Massiverse from Image Comics, which is kind of their, they're starting to do a bunch of interconnected superheroes. I don't know how the timing is with, you know, kind of the superhero fatigue going on, but I got into a bunch of them. And I think Rogue Sun is really the standout one, because I mentioned this in the last episode. It's called Rogue Sun, S-U-N, but the character is a son whose dad wasn't in his life, and he gains the superpower upon his dad's death. So in that way, he's a rogue son. And he takes, so he takes the helm as this hero, Rogue Sun, that also has the spirit of every past rogue son within it, so they can share their knowledge with him. And so his estranged father is like, his soul is captured within this tablet that he uses to go and turn into Rogue Sun. And it's very, it's set in New Orleans. Everything's very voodoo magic. All the enemies are very Lovecraftian. There's even like an evil family that are like vampire werewolves. I think they call them like, I think they call them vamwolves or something like that. So there's a whole family like that. There's a, I think in the second volume, there's a book that it becomes a choose your own adventure book. And it's because this supervillain has this ability to like, oh, you made a choice. And he's able to rewind it. And you get the whole, I'm going to spoil this book because it's great. The book opens with the character cheating at a board game against his stepbrother and winning. And the only way you can get through the book is by cheating and turning to the last page. And I love it when books do shit like that, because yeah, you eventually get into a loop with this villain, and I'm just like, you're like, okay, like, did I do something wrong over here? And you're like trying to find out, and you're like, oh shit, I just have to turn to the next page. I just have to cheat my way through it. And there's a lot a lot of the villains are just so good from like early on. Like there's only 18 issues so far, but I'm just fucking sucked into it. Like this is really good. I can't wait to see where they take it. I hope they keep it going. It's in my pull list now, so hopefully that adds to the amount of people pulling from it. I like it more than Radiant Black, which Radiant Black was another good one. But Rogue Sun is amazing. On the game side, I reviewed Children of Sun for Game Chronicles. That is the puzzle game from a solo dev that published by Devolver. It's the one where it's very... almost like Adult Swim-ish, like animation. You're this girl who's been wronged by this cult, so you're going to take them out. The trick is that you've only got one bullet, and so the bullet hits Josh in the head, and then I can take that same bullet and then turn around and hit Johnny in the head, and then hit whoever else I can find in the head. And
what are you hitting me in the head for?
You were the target. You were the target. So whoever the target is, whoever the targets are, you stream through that way. At one point, if there's a bird in the sky, you can shoot the bird to get a better eyes view of the map. It plays kind of like Sniper Elite, or reminded me a lot of Killer 7. I think Killer 7 is more of the rail shooter, go through the room, kill people. But art style-wise, reminded me of Killer 7. I think it's a really cool puzzle game. I got through it in a few hours. I'm not going to go back and try to get top scores, though it does have leaderboards, which are really cool, based on speed and stuff. But I'm a 32-year-old gamer, so what hope do I have of climbing this leaderboard?
None.
Exactly.
The dream is dead.
It's dead. The other game I've been playing, I'm still playing Pepper Grinder. It's the new game that my son wants to play when I have the Steam Deck out. He used to come up and be like, Dad, let's play Deep Boy, which was Super Meat Boy. And now let's play Pepper. And I know he wants to play Pepper Grinder. And so when I do that, I'm like, okay, let's do the time trials. He likes to fight there's a magma, like centipede. He's a bug boy right now, so he likes bugs. And a lot of the enemies are bug-based. So I'm like, okay, let's go fight this bug or that bug. Game still feels good to play. The time attacks are fun, challenging and fun. I think I am going to 100% this game just because it feels so good to play. And not because I'm like my nipples being twisted like Josh. So I'm trying to keep at it with Pepper Grinder.
You don't like a challenge.
The other thing, I watched all of Fallout. I don't know how far everyone here is in Fallout.
I haven't even touched it yet.
I've seen the first episode.
So first episode, I will say one thing I really like about the series. The sex scenes, or not so much the sex scenes, but sex in the series is very comedic. I don't want to spoil it. But there's a point where one character says, let's have sex to another character. And this isn't in the pilot. This is another episode. and the other character has no idea what they're talking about. They have a completely different name for sex. And it just, it reminded me a lot of like Sam Mendes's early stuff that he directed. Like, it reminds me of American Beauty, just how comedic like anything that has to do with sex is. And yeah, it's very violent. It's over the top. I really enjoyed the series. I wish I'm a little hamstringed here by my my co-host today, having only seen one episode between them. But
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm sorry that I have so many things I have to do and can't live the life you want me to live.
Well, to be fair, I had sick kids, so I had a sick kid the day it came out, and then I had a sick kid the day next day, so I had two full days to watch it. So that's on me.
I've had a sick wife who I will not watch it in the bedroom on the small TV. I refuse. I want to watch it on my big 65-inch TV downstairs.
Like a man, damn it.
Yeah.
Like a man.
So that is the main reason I haven't watched anymore.
That's the only time I can watch it is down here. Because with my wife, it's whatever she wants to watch. And like tonight, we watched last week's episode of Survivor. At lunchtime, if we were home, we're watching... House Hunters.
I've been watching Ink Master reruns, so I get it. I get it, you guys. I get it. We'll talk more on Fallout in the future. I'll give everybody a chance to see it. But good series, a very good series. If you're gonna watch anything else,
for season two.
Hey, season two would be great. If you're gonna watch anything else, I'd say go watch Shogun. Go watch Tokyo Vice. I've been watching a lot of good TV lately. But that is all I've been up to. And wow, we got 40 minutes out of that. Holy crap. We have to work to get through the rest of this, you guys. Josh.
Let's go. I believe in us.
I believe in us too. Josh, you have news for us?
We'll make these quick. Yeah, of course we got some news.
Read all about it. Latest football scores. Morning paper. Morning star. Paper, mister?
It's time for old news.
Let's start with... The Embracer Group is splitting into separate companies. This is coming from Game Rant. It's written by Pam K. Ferdinand. So basically, they took their very large list of games that they have, and they've basically said, okay, we're going to split you off into three groups. Group A gets this list, Group B gets this one, Group C gets this one.
So the split up is very good. So Asmodee is tabletop games, publisher, and distributor. Mm-hmm. Coffee Stain and Friends, which is a terrible name, indie and single A, double A premium free to play games on PC, console, and mobile. And then Middle Earth Enterprise and Friends is their AAA developer, publisher, PC, console, including Lord of the Rings and Tomb Raider.
So Middle Earth and Friends, Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends sounds like what Sauron would do if he was to rebrand Mordor, like to make it seem more friendly and not like he wanted to like conquer all of Middle Earth. I don't know. It's just fuck these people. That's all I have to say.
These naming conventions are just awful. I think it was. Yeah. I think I saw someone tweet. It might have been Matt Fresh from Overdrive, or Hard Drive. But he was like, yeah, I could see two of these being closed in like a year.
Uh-huh. No, see, I
couldn't
I
help
see,
but be like, yeah, I agree.
So I think Coffee Stains and Friends is probably going to stick around the longest. Just because they got the quirky games.
The middle... See, Embracer, I mean, they've already started... Was Embracer the not the 2K people. They sold somebody to 2K recently, didn't they?
THQ Nordic is what they started THQ as, Nordic. I think. And then they became Embracer. And then they started gobbling up all of these studios, thinking that they would have Saudi money coming in, which did not happen. And so that is why there's been so many of these studios closed, and it's just, yeah. To be fair, we thought we were getting
Saudi money as well. Everyone was getting Saudi money at one point. We thought we were in for it. It wasn't going to happen.
Oh, man.
I think Embracer, they just sold Gearbox, I'm pretty sure, right? Or is that the other? Okay, yeah, they sold Gearbox to 2K.
And Saber Interactive?
I thought Saber went independent. See, it's a mess.
There have been a couple that have bought their independence.
It's a hot fucking mess. I could see if things get really dire, they'll sell the game rights to I could see the game rights for Lord of the Rings being like the thing where they're like, we have to offload this.
Yeah, they fought tooth and nail for Tomb Raider because they had to buy, at the time I thought, they had to buy
Eidos, right? They had to get Eidos.
Yeah, they had to get all Eidos.
Or I'm not, I, not Eidos, I'm sorry. Crystal Dynamics.
Yeah.
Square Enix, another fucking mess.
Hey, you live leave Square out of it, man. They've had a good 2 years.
No, hey, Square Enix, hey.
Not according to them.
If it's not working, we'll blame our Western developed games. And now that it's not happening, it's like, now that they don't have those, they're like, oh.
It's those Western studios.
14's going to be their saving grace with them coming over to Xbox and their new expansion, so.
Gosh, I hate Embracer. I hate him so much. Let's.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
Nice little tidbit one going forward. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic and The Force Unleashed come back as a cool collectible toy.
I fucking hate you for this because you posted this headline and it didn't mention anything about the toys in the show notes. I thought they had gotten something done with Knights of the Old Republic. I was super fucking excited. No,
you need to look at these though. Like the Lord Starkiller looks fucking awesome. Okay, so first off, this is from GameSpot. It's written by Darren. I'm gonna butcher the last name. Bonthus. So I actually saw the Lord Starkiller previous or prior to seeing this article get written. They just look so cool. And I'm thinking this is just going to be the start of us starting to see more of Knights of the Old Republic and hopefully even the Forged Unleashed stuff. Like whether it's either, you know, hopefully the remake comes out of its little limbo that it's still in. Or maybe they finally bring Starkiller in as a canon character for the next Jedi Survivor or Jedi. It's Jedi Survivor, isn't it?
Yeah, and they say that remake's still happening.
Yes.
Every time it's brought up, they're like, "No, we're still doing it. It's happening."
Yeah, it's still a limbo, though.
Like, Trust us.
It's just you can keep saying that. Just Trust like us. We're know, Half-Life 3 is going to come eventually. They just look so cool. Like I said, the Lord Starkiller. I'm not going to lie. Parmi wants to drop $270 for it.
Wait a minute. No, yeah. Josh, if you drop that money, I will kick you in the nuts.
You were fine with me dropping that money for your Steam Deck.
Oh, my goodness. But remind me again when the HK-47 comes out. I'll grab that. You can grab that one. But these ones, these are just okay. Like, Darth Raven, you want HK-47.
No,
I want
Lord Starkiller. Go down a little further, Nick.
I saw him.
Tell me that doesn't look sexy.
He's armored. He's got armor on. He's not $270 sexy.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
That's the most expensive hooker I'm going to buy ever.
Jesus.
And she's going to dance for me.
And that was the last time they ever had a toy story. A toy story in the news.
All right, going forward, I think this will make Nick happy. Billie Eilish. Joins Fortnite festival.
I was about to smack the shit out of you. Like, is that really how you pronounce it?
I dumbed that up really quick. I'm like, why did I say it that way? There's not much to say there.
Yeah.
The stage
comes Billie Eilish.
It's what, tomorrow, Nick?
Look at her dead eyes just staring at us. This is from the gamer, Ryan Bevan. Yes. Yeah, Billie Eilish confirmed she's coming to Fortnite festival. We'll join the game tomorrow. So I wonder what the song will be, because anytime they do one of these characters, they have one of their songs.
Bad guy.
I'm kind of thinking it'll be bad guy too, especially with
doesn't it fit like the roadmap that got leaked out?
I haven't seen the roadmap. When they did Lady Gaga a few months ago, she had the Rain on Me from her 2020 album, and so usually it's something on the newer side. Bad Guy is like 5 years old at this point. But
is it already 5 years old?
Yeah, it's getting up there. It was when I was living up in Chicago. But
God, that makes me feel old.
It also, the song kind of had a reemergence with the new season of No Matter How You Feel About It, True Detective. That was the theme song. So I don't feel one way or the other about the show. But cool. Lady Gaga, more pop artists in my video. I'm surprised. I'm surprised we haven't seen Taylor Swift. Not to bring her back in. I know we're all tired of hearing about her, but you would think she'd have.
It'll happen eventually.
You'd think she'd have a character in this. You would think all the eras of Taylor Swift would be in the game.
Epic Games.
Oh my God, they'd make so much money.
Girls are gamers too, and I would for sure buy the Red Era.
They don't have that. First off, Nick, she has to date somebody who's a pro at it, and then she has to learn how to play it.
You're telling me Travis Kelce doesn't pop on the Fortnite every once in a while.
No, he does. No, I'm not saying he doesn't, but she didn't start learning about football until she started dating him. She probably doesn't even know what Fortnite is.
She's in LA with him right now. He is the new host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? You're telling me during downtime that he's not like pulling out the PC or pulling out the Nintendo Switch and playing Fortnite?
Nigga, this is satire. Absolutely. It's good.
No, he's the new Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader host.
I didn't even know that show was still going.
They're bringing it back.
Oh, God. Okay, we're moving on.
I can't wait to play as a bad guy. Duh.
So this one, take it as you will. EA Japan exec criticizes Japanese ratings board for allowing Stellar Blade Uncensored but banning Dead Space. It's an article for IGN written by Ryan Dinsdale.
He has
a point.
This one was interesting because what did the ESRB give Stellar Blade? I'm guessing it's an M rating for violence and sexual content.
I believe that is correct, yes.
And over here, so I guess we're the opposite of Japan. I think over here we're a little harder on the sex, and in Japan they're a little harder on the gore and violence.
Yes.
I think if you take a look at like movies released in America that weren't released in Japan, you start to see some of the same stuff. I get it. I think
sexy anime ladies are fine. Dismembered corpses, not fine.
No. And I get that over here we're the opposite. We're like, corpses are good. Boobs and butts?
No.
No. No. So I totally feel what this guy is saying. I'm trying to think, what from Dead Space would be so violent? Is it just all the dismembering of all the guys?
There are piles of organs. Yeah. Like, yeah, hallways just strewn with internal organs. Like, it was a very...
stomp on bodies and they explode off their limbs. I mean,
it was very visceral, but still, come on.
Now, that said...
Don't be afraid of sex.
I watched this demo, this Stellar Blade demo a few weeks back, and there were like, I guess, I don't know if they're robots or they're human, but there were people being eviscerated by like big tentacle monster things.
Yeah.
So
it's because they don't have souls, Nick.
Does Isaac have like a dumper on him? Does Isaac have a dumper on him? Could that maybe be the fix that Dead Space needs?
I'm sure there's a mod for that.
He also has the finger gun.
I forgot about the finger gun.
The greatest weapon ever.
We are, guys, hold on to this moment before Stellar Blade. Hold on to the innocence that we all have right now, because
innocence
in 4 days, it's not going to be here anymore. It's gone. It's fucking gone. Moment of silence for the last time before Stellar Blade just eviscerated everything. Josh, take
moving us. On. Finishing off the rest of the news, BAFTA Game Awards 2024 happened a couple weeks ago. I wanted to keep it on here because I know Nick loves it when I ask him who won what.
I believe Baldur's Gate 3 completed the cycle. They won Game of the Year in every major award this year.
All five, yep.
Yeah, and honestly, well-deserved.
So I didn't read these. I did not look beforehand. Do you want to quiz us on one or two of these?
I'll give you two of them, and I will go off of animation, and I'll do evolving game.
All right, go ahead.
So for animation, we have Alan Wake 2 development team, we have Hi-Fi Rush, Hogwarts Legacy, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, and Super Mario Brothers Wonder.
We said animation, right?
I will say Hi-Fi Rush.
I'm also going to go Hi-Fi Rush on this one.
Hi-Fi Rush 1.
That game deserved way more awards than it got all year.
Yes, it looks so good. Honestly, Nick, it's not on Steam. It's only on Epic and...
No, it's on Steam. It's on Steam.
Is it on Steam?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's how I played it.
I'm probably going to be downloading it this weekend because I keep seeing it. I'm like, damn it, I want to play it so bad.
And they keep adding shit to it. I'm so into it that it makes me want to go play Ghostwire Tokyo. Where I'm like, how did this studio make that and that? I just kind of want to see both sides of the dice.
Aren't both of those on Game Pass?
I think so. maybe.
Well, yeah, I know Hi-Fi Rush is.
They're both technically owned by Microsoft, mm-hmm. so yeah.
All right, and then evolving game. We have Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, Forza Horizon 5, Genshin Impact, and No Man's Sky.
This was voted on by the media, right?
Yes.
I'm going to guess Cyberpunk because the media has a hard-on for the new Cyberpunk.
I have a hard-on for the new Cyberpunk. That's my guess as well.
That is also correct. Cyberpunk 2077.
It was that or Final Fantasy 14 because everything else was going to get smoked out.
I figured Final Fantasy 14 wasn't going to get it because it's been a hot minute, but with them releasing on Xbox and getting the new expansion this year, I imagine 2024 or 2025 awards are basically going to be them sweeping everything multiplayer-wise for the most part.
Let's see. Most British game viewfinder.
I know, I laughed. This is what confused me. The multiplayer, Super Mario Brothers Wonder One.
Yeah,
now, granted, there wasn't much competition, but I'm surprised Baldur's Gate 3 didn't win just because.
Yeah. Super Mario Brothers Wonder was just Death Stranding.
It literally was. They had They had the same song playing and everything. Why they so serious?
As Mario's. Yeah, they made Mario into a Strand game.
Super Mario easily could have been any of these other ones.
No, there's not much competition there. That's why I was like, oh geez.
New intellectual property viewfinder.
They had to let the Switch win something other than technical achievement, right?
That's a good. It's a good list. That's pretty. It's pretty diverse.
It's diverse.
On who won what?
Yeah.
I will say it's not in here, but did you guys see that there was a new movie announced? The El Paso Elsewhere is getting
a
new movie.
I did see that. Yeah.
And they've got is it Lakeith? Lakeith is the actor, I believe. He played the best friend in Atlanta. He was in. Pardon the interruption. That's a sports show. Sorry to Bother You. He was the lead in Sorry to Bother You.
Oh yeah, that guy. He's in Atlanta too, and
he was also. I think he was. He was the hypnotized man. He was the black guy who had a white guy in his body in Get Out.
Yep.
I think it's. I forget his last name, but it's something Lakeith, right?
Can't remember. That's not his name here. I'm gonna look it up.
But I saw that earlier today, and I was like, that is a really out of nowhere announcement. But I love that they were able to do that, and it gives me hope that something like the smaller games out there, like the Children of the Sun, and like the Slay the Princesses mm-hmm. of the World, will like get their time in the sun. No pun intended.
Lakeith Stanfield is his
Stanfield.
Name.
I knew I was close. Great actor. He's going to be awesome in that. I hope they carry that soundtrack over because that soundtrack is amazing and it really gets you pumped. And I might have to play that after the show. To end of the show, we've got a little bit of time here. There was a list. Oh, wait, Josh, I almost skipped over the meme again.
And it's a good one.
All right, let's see the meme.
Meme time.
All right, so it's the main screen of Stellar Blade. And the caption is, "Erwin, I am so ready to play for the story." At the bottom, it is Gohan with sunglasses with the reflection of her ass. And it says, "Live streams of everyone playing the story."
Did you make this meme, Josh?
I did make this meme.
You made this meme?
I made this meme.
I am so proud of you. This is going right up on the Instagram fridge. Right up on the Instagram fridge.
I just kept thinking of it, and I was like, oh, God, this is going to be perfect.
Did you? Wait, you put the asses in the sunglasses.
No. So that one was already pre-made. I made everything else.
Okay.
That's what inspired it, though, I saw the picture. I'm like, oh, we're doing this.
You put the words on the picture.
I put the words, and I did the top.
Okay. All right. Now I can segue into the final segment of the episode. So a list came out from the UK a few weeks back where they named the 20 most like well-known game characters. And that was fun. I've seen some other shows do like a variant of that, messing around with those characters. But I wanted to do the top 10 most hated characters. So in live this moment, I wanted us all to come up with a bunch of characters and then rank them from 1 to 10. So that's what we're going to do. I've got a list here. And gentlemen,
yeah,
don't run over each other to name characters, but let's get this list going here.
Navi.
Navi as in,
hey, listen, listen.
That fucking, oh,
he's going live. I love it.
All right, hey, Johnny's going crazy. So we've got Tiny Team.
Oh, the fucking owl, oh my God.
We've got Duke Nukem, that owl from OOT. Josh, you said Navi?
Navi.
It's a mix of Navi and Tottle, right? They're both annoying.
Honestly, Tottle, and you can even throw the owl in that group. They're all fucking annoying.
Yeah, and it's only because the owl has no and yes in the wrong order.
And it's unspeakable.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, and you have to fucking, if you press the wrong button, you have to listen to everything he says.
Do you want me to repeat myself?
Sure.
No, I want you to fucking die.
And then the music is just like, it's just like this. Wah, 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 wah,
yep.
Wah, 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 wah. It's just annoying. I've got a few. So I've got Raiden from Metal Gear Solid 2. At the time, damn, people hated this man because he wasn't Solid Snake. I think public opinions turned around on him a little bit, but given that hate was so strong back in 2001, I think he can stay on this list for right now. Another one I have is the Arbiter. Same.
Really?
Same thing. Everyone hated the Arbiter. Everyone wanted to play as Chief, Josh. Same thing happened. At the time, yeah, everyone hated Arbiter. And then over time...
But it was
time,
the way to get around multiplayer to explain the situation. Okay, second player is the Arbiter, and third and fourth player are... just random ass elites.
People still hated the Arbiter. And then I've got one more. Off the top of my head. Abby from The Last of Us 2.
Yeah. Everybody hated Abby.
Everyone hates Abby. They call her muscly. I thought she was jacked and I wanted to have a push-up contest with her. But again, I think this is...
Is that a euphemism?
No. I think 10 years from now, people will look back and be like, no, Abby's a great fucking character. Not even 10 years. I think the show adaptation of season 2 of the second game is going to come out here in the next year or two. And I think people are going to turn around on Abby. That or they're going to hate her again. And then 10 years from now, it'll be good to go. Johnny added Waluigi. Is he that hated? I thought he was loved. I thought he was like the...
I think maybe if this was 10 most disrespected characters,
yes,
he might fit in here better. I'll strike him from the record.
Oh shit.
Uh oh. Oh no.
I was just trying to unbold and underline everybody. There we go. Josh, who is Preston Garvey?
A settlement needs your help. I'll mark it on your map.
Oh, people hate that guy?
People absolutely hate that guy.
I feel like people hate everybody in Fallout 4 except for Nick Valentine.
That's,
everybody's hard on for Nick Valentine.
He was the only part of that game that I enjoyed.
Pretty sure that's the only part of the game that's enjoyable.
Thank you. Guys. It's good to be among like-minded individuals.
Guys. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Fallout, but Fallout 4 just shit itself with just everything. Nick Valentine was like the only saving grace, and even then,
4 was okay, guys.
It was fine. I did not like it very much at the time. Baby Mario.
I say Baby Mario because if you ever played Yoshi's Island and that little fuck was screaming and you were trying to capture
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think
it gets under your skin.
I missed that fly. I'm going to have to edit that out now, damn it. I probably won't edit that out. Oh boy.
Oh, I know one.
What do we got, Josh? What do you got?
General Shepard from Modern Warfare 2.
People hated Shepard?
He shoots a ghost.
When your operative name is Ghost, I don't think you're long for this world.
Nick, do you not remember playing Modern Warfare 2, getting the intel, bringing it to him, and then watching him shoot you and Ghost to death?
He not only does that, he pours gasoline on you and then sets you both on fire.
How could you not hate that man after that?
I thought he was a cool bad guy. I like my military shooter Soapy, and that was some soapy ass shit. That was a Modern Warfare 2.
No pun intended.
That was a Modern Warfare 2 joke for those fans out there.
Okay, then here, I'll throw this one out there. How about Ashley from Resident Evil 4? 2005.
Do people like her better in the new one?
She's not as whiny. A little more useful. Help! Leon!
See, even my microphone was like, I don't want to catch that whiny pitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very pitchy. No thank you, sir. Is there anyone in Final Fantasy VII that's hated?
Some people have some opinions about Chadley.
Who the fuck is Chadley, like a new character?
Yeah, he was introduced in the remake.
Paimon. He's that little whiny, the little kid with the white hair I told you about. He's just super annoying.
I say
Paimon from Genshin Impact.
Paimon.
Oh, Paimon. Yeah, Paimon's annoying. Mm-hmm. How about Mr. Rossetti from Animal Crossing?
I think I hate Tom Nook more than I hate Mr. Rossetti.
I think they're both up there, both annoying and piss me off.
Mr. Rossetti just wants you to turn your game off properly. There's Mr. nothing Rossetti wrong with
can
that.
Suck my dick. You're he doesn't know help. What he's talking about.
Tom Nook is like, oh, hey, you want a basement? That'll be $80,000.
He's just Mr. Moneybags from Spyro. That's all it is. Just a raccoon.
Oh, I hate Mr. Moneybags.
Is that his name is Mr. Moneybags?
I've been playing that game with Gus. I forget his name. There's like it's a wombat character. Micah Bell. Is Micah's the one that causes all the trouble, and he's like...
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. I hate that fucking guy.
He's kind
of
like Dutch's... He's Dutch's whipping boy, right?
Yeah.
Nick, his name is Moneybags.
Oh, it is Moneybags?
It is Moneybags.
Yeah, I'm putting Moneybags on the list. Fuck that guy. Moneybags. Spyro 2.
Oh, that guy sucks.
Very annoying. I can teach you to swim for 500 gems. The guy who towed my car the other day. I can give you your car back for $450. Let's get a few more on here and then start whittling down.
Claptrap from...
I fucking William. Hate Claptrap. Put him on, Josh. Put him on the fucking list. Ugh.
He was fine the first game. After that, it was just like... Okay, guys, we get it.
We get it.
It's over.
We get
over,
it. You guys are really good at writing annoying characters.
It's all ogre now.
It's all ogre now. Trying to think. We touched on... What about the Guilty Sparks guy? Do you know who I'm talking about when I say that? The little robot guy from Halo 3, he kills.
Yeah, Johnson. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, guilt. Mm-hmm. 343 guilty.
Okay. 343 guilty spark. Yeah.
I'm trying to dig through some recents and see if there's any like standouts. I don't think anyone recently stands out. The square shape in Tetris Effect because it fucks me every time. Fucking asshole. Nobody in Remnant really stood out as annoying. It's always weird going back through the games that you played like in the last year. You're like, oh, I haven't played that since December. Holy shit.
How about the dog from Duck Hunt?
Is he annoying? I always liked him. Even when you fucked up.
We're not going for annoying. We're going for most hated, Nick.
Do you hate him? I don't hate him.
He does nothing. All he does is either make fun of you or pick up your kill. Like, hey, I got him. You didn't do shit. Story out there.
Who are the spiky guys from Resident Evil 4? The scary ones.
Oh, you're thinking of the. What are their names now?
Can't think what they're called.
Are they Iron Maidens?
Yes. So the Regenerators are the ones without the spikes. Iron Maiden is the one with the spikes.
What about any of those main bad guys? Like, isn't Salazar kind of a whiny little bitch?
Is he 2005?
Is he hated, though? I don't really think he's hated.
I don't think so, either.
Oh, I thought of one that's wrongfully hated, but she's hated.
Yes. I don't understand it either.
I don't quite understand.
I don't either.
She has facial hair. She has facial hair.
God. Would you guys excuse me for just a moment? I have a young boy here who wants me to tuck him into bed.
Yes.
I'll be right back.
Only if you come and tuck me in after the fact.
No, yeah.
let's get a few more on while Johnny is taking care of stuff. Are there any other recent characters that are wrongfully hated?
Recent characters?
Because I know Alloy is one that comes up all the time, and people are just wrongfully, like, just dicks about it. I don't think anyone from Hi-Fi Rush is hated.
How about the Calypso twins from Borderlands 3?
Are they really that? They're the annoying influencers, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think we can put them on here for now. I don't think they're going to stand, but we can see. Calypso twins. Borderlands 3.
Okay. I'm
trying to think. Was there any... is there anybody from the Walking Dead, the Telltale series? People really hated Penny.
Kenny.
Yeah. Who? There was also
he makes it into the second.
He makes it all the way to the end if you play the second one. Right way, not the right way, but a certain way. There was another character in that Walking Dead series that's kind of hated. It's the teenager that causes all the trouble between Kenny and Lee.
You're talking about the one who, like, runs into them when they're at the motel?
Yeah, but the fact that we can't remember his name says just as much. Wasn't
enough.
Yeah. But yeah, Kenny was really fucking hated. He's a fucking asshole. But also, Lee kind of gets his kid killed.
Understandable.
If I'm remembering correctly. Let's get a few more on here. Mm-hmm. This is tough when you're, like, sitting here trying to think of, like, years and years of games.
I've got so much.
The Adoring Fan.
Ooh, that's a good one.
From, is that from,
Elder Scrolls and Starfield now.
Was it Oblivion?
Oblivion.
The Adoring Fan. He's a meme now, though. Like, don't people kind of adore him? Like, unironically adore him?
Well, people also unironically like the Star Wars prequels now, but that doesn't make them right.
Yeah, you're right. Was there anyone in GTA that we really hated? Like, I hated Lance Vance.
Lance Vance Dance.
The Lance Vance Dance! I'm putting him on. We were trying to
Ryder.
Think.
Or Officer Tenpenny, even.
I liked Tenpenny. I liked how menacing he was.
So then Ryder. Because, I mean, Sweet was like a... It threw everybody into, like a cult. We're like, wait, how you like him? It's Sweet.
Yeah, Ryder was a little bitch. Like, killing him in San Fierro was probably my favorite part. Because of how much of a bitch he was. San Andreas.
What do we think?
It's a pretty good list.
I think we got a pretty good list. How many we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I think we start cutting.
Yeah, I'll remove Waluigi.
Yeah, he's more misunderstood.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. I have my trilogy of characters. I think that enough time has passed, and Arbiter's voiced by Keith David, right?
Yeah.
People fucking love Keith David.
Keith David is the man.
I think out of these three, the Arbiter is the one that people have mostly come around to. And I think we can take Arbiter off this list.
Okay.
I think we can go ahead and get rid of Alloy as well because people are idiots.
I think we can keep Alloy because Alloy is wrongfully hated, and I think that is something that can be. I think that's something.
So you're making an example of her,
huh?
You want to make an example of her?
I want to have like the representation of that on the list.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Just to be like, yeah, this character is hated, but because people fucking suck, like calling attention to how bad they suck, and not so much Alloy. But if we find something else, Iron Maiden, people hate to see it. People hate to see Iron Maiden, but it's not like this fucking thing. It's not like hated.
Yeah. Duke Nukem is just annoying.
He's vile.
Kind of sad.
He definitely got written off after the Me Too movements and stuff.
They're making a movie, right? They're making a Duke Nukem movie, right? I know they're making the Bad Dudes. They're making the Bad Dudes or whatever it is, but
I think it's rumored to still be made. I don't know. It's kind of hard to make him as a character right now.
I think it's, if I'm remembering correctly, I might be getting my adaptation announcements mixed up, but I think it's the folks that are doing Cobra Kai that are doing Duke Nukem.
That'll be
good. Or at least one of them.
That'll be good.
I think they can capture him, ironically.
Yes.
I will say, I think Navi and Tattle stay on this list, and does the Ocarina of Time Owl. So I think those ones are safe. I'm a bold them.
I think we can get rid of Ashley. She's not that annoying. There's a lot more, more hated characters than her.
Josh came around right around the time she was asking for overtime. Josh was like, okay, you know what? I like you now.
Hey, she wants to be a partner in the remake, so.
Well, hey, yeah, I can't believe they fixed it. They cleaned that line up. Man, this is getting hard.
Calypso twins, they can go.
But don't people hate them, Josh?
Well, I also hate Moneybags, and his ass is staying on there. That motherfucker got us at least for 3 games, all right?
I think Moneybags was only in the 2 and 3.
Pretty sure he was on 4.
See, I never played Spyro 4. I never got that deep into the lore.
Right, I'm going to look it up right now, actually.
I really, really do not like Tiny Tina. Tiny Tina made me stop playing Borderlands 2.
How? Who is Tiny? Like, what the, is she just like? What is her? What is? Is she like manic pixie dream girl? What is her vibe?
She's this like a 12-year-old girl who loves explosives and is annoying and makes horrible jokes. I just the people that write for Borderlands are like the people that weren't good enough to write for Deadpool. I feel like.
The movie or the game?
Shots fired.
Yes. like Borderlands humor just does not jive with me at all. And I think Randy Pitchford's a creep, but that's neither here nor there.
The magician Randy Pitchford.
Yeah, leaving porn on a flash drive at a medieval times, like a real cool guy.
The humor, I remember playing the first one, but I remember the humor still feeling very aged in the first one.
And that, yeah, but it like there was a novelty to it, and you know the gameplay was fun.
The third one, it sounds like the humor was like 10 years old by the time it had come out, and everything. Yeah. It was Le Wrong Generation and very cringe. Like,
I heard multiple people on podcasts say they played that game with it muted.
It's a good podcast game. You mute it and put your podcast on.
Yeah.
Tiny Tina is bolded. Let's read down what's on this list still for the listeners at home. We've got Tiny Tina, that fucking owl from Ocarina of Time, Paimon, Micah Bell from Red Dead Redemption 2, Claptrap, Navi Tottle, Adoring Fan, Raiden, Abby, Preston Garvey, Chadley, Baby Mario from Yoshi's Island, Moneybags from Spyro 2, Alloy, Kenny from The Walking Dead, Lance Vance from Vice City, and Ryder from San Andreas. I think people hate, if we're going to keep one GTA thing for now, I think people hate Lance Vance more than they hate Ryder.
I agree.
And I think, honestly, because I remember liking Lance Vance, and then once you find out he betrays you, that's when I was out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this asshole, this fucking dick. Guy. But then once you play Vice City Stories and you realize why everything went down the way it did, you're kind of like, you know what? Lance Vance kind of had a point. I forget what that point
betrayed you, though.
But he had one. I think...
We can get rid of Preston.
I think we can also get rid of Raiden because I think people have also turned on him to where they're like, oh, he's a cool cyber... He's a cyborg ninja now.
They don't like him until after... They don't like him. Revergence came out.
Yeah. So we can cut him, but he was very much hated at the time.
Oh, yeah.
You said we can cut Preston?
Yeah, cut Preston.
I think we can cut that one just based on the fact that Fallout 4 is just very hated in general.
Yes. And then wrongfully. Fallout 76 took its spot.
Wrongfully so. What do people hate about this Paimon guy?
Paimon is just
like a modern Navi, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Is he like a standing? Is he a
It's a little. It's a little fairy. Yeah, a little fairy that follows you around and is basically Navi.
Oh, so basically like tit for tat.
Yeah,
basically.
Yes.
Can we throw some numbers on here so we can see how many we have left? Because I'm not good counting.
Yeah, we can do that. We're going to put numbers on here. That doesn't mean folks are locked in those numbers, though.
Oh, Nick, you're making it harder for yourself.
Oh, all right, Josh, do your thing.
Hey. I didn't do that. It was Johnny doing it.
Wow, Johnny. What?
We're IT. We know all the shortcuts.
What cheat code was that?
Can't tell you.
Up, down, so, up, down, Nick, left, right,
on,
left, right.
On the top right of your little ribbon up there, do you see the numbers?
Josh,
get rid of Paimon.
Don't doxplain. Don't doxplain, Josh.
Paimon is just aping on Navi.
Just an upgraded Navi.
Navi is the OG.
I think Claptrap can stay.
Yeah, Claptrap's a whole different monster.
I think it's saying a lot that we have four spots locked, and they're Zelda and Borderlands.
Micah, you know, Micah was just playing his role. Like, I don't think it was necessarily that. Yeah, these other characters. Yes, Micah can go.
He was playing Dutch's hype man.
Yeah.
All right, we still need to cut two more.
I don't think Adoring Fan deserves to be on here.
One more. We need to get one more. But everyone on this list is so deserving.
I would say either Abby or Lance Bantz. I think Abby is just hated just because everybody doesn't know. Most people don't know what a girl looks like.
That's why I think she can stay, I think.
We have to have one example. You can't have both ways.
What about Chadley? Because I feel like there are people who like Chadley. I've seen it go both ways.
I have too, but Chadley's... I mean, honestly, I had to switch... on my PS5, every time the communicator comes up, I just switch it from my controller to the TV because it got so annoying.
Is Chadley basically another Navi? Basically a, hey, let me help you. Hey, here's a tip. Hey,
please help me with this research.
Yeah, I would say pretty much. Yeah, I'd get rid of him then. Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll let you do it, Johnny. I don't want to fuck up the numbers. Get this man out of here.
All right.
And then there were, oh shit, what am I doing? Oh no, okay, there we go. And then there were 10, so we've got Tiny Tina, the fucking owl from Ocarina of Time, Claptrap, Navi/Tottle, Abby from The Last of Us Part 2, Baby Mario from Yoshi's Island, Moneybags from Spyro 2, Alloy, Kenny from The Walking Dead, and Lance Vance from Vice City. Let's get these in an order, gentlemen.
Can I just say, I think, for me, I think Navi is number one.
Yes.
You know what? I
wholeheartedly agree.
And then I am kind of indifferent. The rest of the list is numbered.
Let's put Navi at the top. Navi at the top. I'm okay with Alloy and Abby being towards the bottom. Just because it's an unprovoked hate. Like, there's nothing wrong with those characters to where we're like, oh, they're fucking worst. No.
No, like, I'd say 10 and 9. I'd say like, 10 and 9 right there, respectively.
Like, I think Alloy at number 10 because I think she catches the most heat for the least amount. I think you can hate Abby for, like, the back and forth between her and Ellie. But I think the point of The Last of Us 2 is that Ellie and Abby are equally hate. Like, you can hate them equally for, like, just being these vile, violent women in this game.
I just think Ellie gets forgotten because she released between two different fucking games. Twice.
Ellie just wants to be remembered, goddammit. You know, the Horizon show is going to drop and there's going to be some bigger show that, like, a whole season of Blue is going to drop the same day as the Horizon show.
It's going to be Invisible Season 3. And it's going to be Fallout Season 2, just in between one another.
I hate that for her.
I do too, because it's like, what are the fucking chances? Every single time you release, you get stuck in between two other things.
It's really unlucky. So we're going to put them down at the bottom. So we got Abby 9, Alloy 10, Thank you for cleaning that up. That was driving me nuts.
Problem.
I do agree with Navi. The way you describe Tina, I think she can stay it too. Because when it's the precocious like child, right? It's like the I'm smart, ha ha ha, but I'm gonna be. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I think of Arcane, like I think of Jinx from Arcane. I think they found like a healthy balance of it to where she isn't like overdone. But there's like a decision that could have been made down the line where she's the most annoying character.
Yeah.
But so Tiny Tina's the step in the other direction where she's super fucking annoying.
Honestly, this is just me being completely honest. I think the order it's in right now is pretty solid.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Let me see if there's anyone I disagree about. No, Alloy and Abby, we talked about Lance Vance for just being a traitorous bastard. Kenny for just being a fucking redneck who like kind of flip-flops on decisions throughout the game. Moneybags for being Moneybags. Baby Mario for... Yeah, that's a pretty solid. Yeah. And Zelda.
Accidental solid list.
Good practice for Goaty So, Josh.
Oh god.
We're only a few months out from Goaty So. This is good practice. So hey, let's read this back. I'm going to bold everybody because I just want it to match. I just want it to be cute. Okay, I just want it to look good. So, in a particular order, here we go. We got number 10, Alloy from the Horizon games. Number 9, we've got Abby from The Last of Us Part 2. Number 8, Lance Vance from Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Number 7, Kenny from The Walking Dead Telltale games. Number 6, Moneybags from Spyro, Ripto's Rage. Number 5, Baby Mario from Yoshi's Island. Number 4, Claptrap from the Borderlands series. He's in all of them, right?
Yes.
We are so fucked as a human race. That fucking owl from Ocarina of Time takes up the third spot. Tiny Tina from the Borderlands games comes in at number 2. And then from the Zelda games, Navi and Tottle, basically the fairies that yell at you, are number 1. Gentlemen, that's a solid list. We didn't plan any of that. Can't you tell? Hey, everybody, we reached the end of the show. That's right, we're here. Everybody's going to do their places where you can hunt them down. So I'll start. Hey, I'm Nick. You can find me anywhere. Basically, oh, man, my brain. Sorry, guys. Hey, you can find me on Twitter at That Kaufman. You can find me on YouTube and Twitch at Nick Fat Knight. Josh, where can the people find you?
Anywhere and everywhere. I'm Josh Singh.
There he is. And Johnny, where can the people find you on the internet if they want to keep up with you?
I am on Twitter or X, the Everything app, at Jamazich, and writing for Hard Drive.
Yeah, and he's on the Casual Hour. You guys come out
in the Casual Hour. Twitch.tv/the Casual Hour.
Twice a week, right? I saw you had 2 episodes this past week.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Wednesday is the podcast. Monday, Friday, we stream games.
You guys are some sick fucks. Streaming games. Oh yeah. But keep up with Johnny. We'll have some links to his stuff down in the show notes. You can also keep up with Smashing Game Time at smashinggametime.com. I'm going to get back to writing some articles on there. I've had some personal writing I've had to get done for some other stuff. So I'm going to get back to it here. Keep an eye out for that. Again, you can get the podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube proper, where you can see our wonderful faces if you are watching right now. As always, thank you to Alex Marvin Clark for our intro and outro song, Hunt Him Down. There's a link to his SoundCloud down in the show notes. Go check it out. Al's got some pretty awesome stuff. Josh and I are going to put some more time into Fallout 76. We've just got to sit down and find the time. So we'll do some book club stuff on that. We've also got a special guest next week, so stay tuned for that as well. Remember, if you haven't been around for a while, we're no longer out on Mondays. We're out on Wednesdays. We stole Johnny's posting schedule. We just said fuck it. They do Wednesdays, we fucking do Wednesdays. It's ours now. But Johnny, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you back on here next week. We're forcing you back next week. Hey everybody, this has been Smashing Game Time. We hope you all had a smashing great time. We'll see each and every one of you next time.